Welcome to BlindBargains.com coverage of CSUN 2016, bringing you the latest from the largest conference on technology and disabilities in the world. Brought to you by the American Foundation for the Blind.
Are you a professional working in the vision loss field? AFB's e-learning center has the tools and resources to support you. Learn about technology, eye conditions, aging, and more 24/7 wherever you are through AFB's webinars and online courses. Earn credits and enhance your knowledge by visiting www.afb.org/e-learning.
Now, here's JJ Meadow.
We're here at CSUN 2016 in San Diego, and a lot of people are calling this the Year of Braille, and part of that is because we're seeing a lot of Braille devices coming out here at the conference. So, to that end, we have Brian McDonald back on the podcast, the president of National Braille Press, and look what we have in front of us, the release of the B2G. Brian, welcome back to the podcast.
Thanks, JJ. Good to see you again.
Well, this has been a bit of a long road, hasn't it? We've had you on 3-4 years ago, so we're finally released. Tell us a little bit about the B2G.
Sure. Well, yes, it has been a long haul, as you know, and we are a nonprofit, and we raised money and scaled up and scaled flat and scaled up and scaled down when we had to, and over that time period, we had finally launched it this past Friday, and we're excited. We had great response right away on our website, and this is it. It's finally coming out after many years of from conception to birth, almost 6 years.
So we actually have the unit in front of us. So why don't I go ahead and describe some of the physical characteristics of the unit, what the ports are, what's on it, and then we'll get into actually playing with it and trying it out.
Okay. Well, it's a standard 8-dot Braille display for entry, for data entry. Between dots 1 and 4, we do have a square pad for navigating up, down, left, right, and there's a center button there. Right below the Braille keyboard is a space bar, so your thumbs would use it in this case, the way it's designed. And then right below that is a 20-cell Braille display, and on the left and right of the Braille display are forward and back buttons as well. So that's the top of the device.
And that was one of the things, even in your advertising, you've already said you're kind of focusing away from having quite a few different buttons on the top. Very minimalist design, just the absolute basic buttons that you need.
Yeah, well, over the years with focus groups and talking to other people, many people complained that there were a lot of circular buttons and it was a little confusing at times. And we wanted to have a really good keyboard that was, we feel, very ergonomic for children and for adults as far as the size of the keys and the angle of the keys. But we wanted a really good keyboard for typing and for grammar and for writing papers and so forth, not just for texting or a quick note. So I thought that was really important.
So we have several ports. So this is a headphone jack on the left side.
Yeah. Then there's a video port for teachers or someone to plug into a screen.
Which is RCA.
Yeah.
And then a USB host or regular host port.
Yeah, that's right. On the left side. And then in the back is a micro USB for charging. And then in the center back is a standard SD card slot. And then as you flip around to the right side, you'll...
Is the SDHC or SXC or as far as capacity or what's the highest capacity?
The most we can do on this is a 32-gigabyte SD card. And then on the right side edge, there is a slide switch, a physical switch for turning on and off. And it's like analogous to closing laptop, the cover of a laptop. So it shuts down the Braille to save on energy. If you're in a meeting you had to run, you can just pull that switch to pull the Braille down and put it away, and then it'll open up wherever you were, and it just saves on some battery power that way.
All right.
And then closer to the front on the right side are two buttons that are also physical, which are volume up and down buttons for those that want audio. And as you press the button, the one furthest away from you will be louder, and the one closest to you is softer. And it'll change in Braille, and if it's like 61% or whatever, it'll show that in Braille for just a second, and then it'll go back to whatever you had.
There's separate rounded buttons that kind of protrude out, I'd say about an eighth of an inch, and they're definitely distinct from each other, and they're very tactile and easy to find. That and the power switch, all the switches on the right side. Then you have a camera underneath?
A camera underneath with a flash. And on the front, there are two speakers on either end of the front face, mm-hmm. and there's a microphone slot in the middle and the bottom of the front face.
Is the microphone mono or stereo?
It's stereo.
Okay. And as far as the camera, what's the specs on that?
It's a 5-megapixel camera. We didn't go with a high-end camera. We said for OCR that for the size and for the distance you want, it had a really good focus range that we liked. So that's one we've kept. And We don't have yet, but we're having a university nearby doing an engineering product to make a stand for it to sit on so you could slide documents under it, like a wire stand, you know, that is being designed right now by Northeastern University. But we should have that out as an accessory you can have later on for those that do a lot of, you know, reading and stuff like that and scanning stuff.
Do you happen to know the dimensions and what does it weigh?
It's it weighs 20.3 ounces. It's 7 1/4 inches wide, 4 3/8.
Yeah, it looks about right.
4 3/8 depth, and it's 1 1/8 at the highest point on the device. It's less than that towards the Braille display.
Sure. It's sitting bare right now. Do you have a case that comes with it?
Oh, yeah, I do, actually. We don't have it on it now, but we do have a carrying case it comes with. It comes with a carrying case, earbuds, two cables for a charger plug that goes into the wall. It has a double outlet for USB on it. And then what else? I guess that's it.
Sure. And it's regular micro USB charging, so that's pretty standard. What's the battery life?
Yeah, you could use your any micro USB charger, but we send one for it.
Sure.
So the battery life is 14 hours of continuous music playing. This is our engineering specs. That's why I'm saying it this way.
Right.
They just tested it, and they had all of the Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, all draining apps running at the same time simultaneously, and it had 9 hours of continuous life with everything draining.
With everything going. Yeah. Okay.
So we feel it's pretty good. We built a battery for this to our specs, and I think the average user could easily use it a day, maybe 2 days before they have to charge it, depending on what they're doing.
Which is pretty analogous to a phone. I mean, you generally, I charge my phone at night these days. If you're using it, you know, pretty constantly or, you know, regularly throughout the day.
Yeah. I mean, most of the weight of this is the battery, to be honest. It's a pretty beefy battery, so.
Do you know how many mAh the battery is?
5,400.
Okay. So you could even charge it with one of those portable battery charger things if you wanted to, if you had one that was big enough.
Yeah, we're actually giving them out at the booth.
Battery chargers?
Yeah.
All right.
While they last. but yeah, we have some of those as giveaways tomorrow.
That's one of the advantages of being here. I've tracked that down. Let's talk about some of the internals. I had a couple people questioning, especially the networking 802.11g. As opposed to N or AC, any reason for that, or is that just what was available? Or
yeah, that was because of the timing. Obviously, the N is the new one, right?
Yeah, there's N and there's AC.
No, we didn't change that. I mean, that was something that was left in this design. This was our third revision, and we don't think it'll be an issue, quite frankly, right now, as far as the most users.
Sure, I mean, mobile too. There's only, I mean, the need for something faster than that speed is probably pretty...
Well, it's the same with Bluetooth. The Bluetooth, ultimately, our processor's, you know, gonna be what it is as a limitation. It's we feel it's a good processor. Sure. It's over a gigahertz, but, I mean, you know, we have limitations on that.
Sure. Fair enough. Any other internals, or otherwise we should just go straight into playing with this thing, right?
Well, just the fact that when we launched it, we mentioned that the phone card was an option, and there is a slot in there for, it's a Sierra Wireless module called, it's an MC9090 for those that want to know what it is, and it has the capability of GSM and CDMA networks, which is unique. And so once we have that, we're testing with Verizon to finish the phone testing now. We feel good about it, but it's not quite done. So we didn't want to have people that don't want to have a phone wait any longer, and those that do want a phone will have to wait a little longer.
That's great. Awesome. What version of Android is it running?
4.2, I think it is right now. It's a Jelly Bean series. Our user interface, we feel, works very well with it as far as integration and accessibility. It is native Android on it, but we feel very good about it as far as its capability.
Yeah, I guess we should. Why don't we just go in that, and you can talk a little bit about the user interface. And
sure.
I'm sitting here. I guess we're ready to go into the apps menu, so we can just see all the apps that are on here.
Sure.
Reloaded.
We have quite a few. Again, a lot of these are the Google standard apps that come with it. But it has. It starts with a calendar, and
should we just open it up?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right.
Chord 4, or you can do a tab. Chord 4 or 5 would be easy to tab through them. Or the forward and back buttons. I mean, all these are options in navigation you have.
So we are in apps. Okay, so there's calendar. That's the one of the Google Voices, but of course you could get your own as
well. Yes, we stuck with the Google Voice for now, but you could get other apps.
Sure. Chrome.
Right.
Clock. Tools. Developer tools. Downloads. Easy Voice. That's just a random app that you found that happens to include.
Yeah.
Elementary, what is that?
Yeah, I just put this on recently because I was just surfing, looking for apps, and this is Elementary. It's a kind of a silly name for it, but it's a table.
Like multiplication tables?
No. I'm blanking.
Oh, periodic table?
Periodic table.
Yeah.
And I just literally, just downloaded it, and it was totally accessible. I was just blown away how good it was. So I just really liked it. So we put it in there for kids and for STEM applications and things like that.
Email, which is...
ES5 Explorer.
A lot of these are either standard Android apps or common ones.
Yes. Right.
Gallery of Horses for photos.
Yeah, some of them we put in, obviously.
GPS test. Messaging, music.
So this we created. The next apps you're talking now, we created this accessible calculator that we just love. I have to give credit to Dave Milkey, who wrote our user interface, and he also created this. As he put it, he said, I've never found a good accessible calculator, and this is my revenge. I'm making the best calculator you can make in the world. So it's really robust. He's updating it all the time, and we'll talk about updates too when you want.
But, cool. Should we open this up for a second? Just to
you're welcome. Yeah, by all means, you can.
How do I do that? Just press the center key.
You can do that, or the 8 button. Yeah.
Type expression.
All right, so we're in the calculator. It says type expression on here, and so what can I do here?
So this is like typing an equation. You can do like 4 times 6 or equals, or 4 plus 5 plus 8 or whatever, and typing the expression. There is also directly below that, for those people that might have difficulty, a regular keypad that you can navigate through and select each item.
One number at a time or whatever.
Right, exactly. I'm just...
So I can type there. In... Okay, so we can do parentheses, 4 times...
Asterisk.
Actually, we'll do 4 asterisk. Plus... 4 plus 3...
Asterisk.
Times 8.
Okay.
And then hit enter.
Yep.
And there it goes.
Yep.
Right. So as opposed to having to do it one thing at a time. So you said, he just wrote this last week.
Yeah. He's amazing. So I'll show you one more thing quickly for our audience as well. If you do if you go down now into the keypad area instead of in the input area, there's a function button where you can choose different functions. Right now it's just a...
How do I get down there?
Do a chord 4-5 to get out of the input probably. And then go down.
Clear.
Degrees, and then do one more chord 4 and you're in function.
Function.
Okay.
So right there is where, now here's sine, cosine, tangents. There's different kinds of log terms.
Trigonometry type
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly. So there's and we're building layers of these, like he just texted us at the airport, I just finished complex numbers and now I'm looking at imaginary numbers. He's doing all these different types of additional functions that will be built into this.
Scientific
calculator.
Type functions and
all
things
kinds
like
of
that.
Stuff. Yeah. Negative square roots, everything like that. So it's really becoming a very robust calculator quickly.
Now I noticed, not this one yet, but maybe it's on its way. When I looked at the Google Play Store, which is where you can download Android apps, there was an MBP editor the Play Store.
Yep. We are a developer with Google now. This calculator app will be there soon, as well as we did a compass that he just created as well. So we'll be building more of our own apps just because... I mean, there are calculators out there, but we didn't think they were as accessible as they should be. And he likes doing it. He's amazing. He's very quick.
Are these going to be free apps, or are they going to be going to charge for them? Or
we're not charging for any of them right now. We're trying not to do that. That's kind of our mission, to make things as affordable as we can. But if anything, it might be 99 cents or something like that.
Is that, there's a lot of these note takers coming out at CSUN, as you're well aware. Is that helping them?
Well, this is Android only right now.
Right.
And we feel that our mission is to get blind people to get the tools they need. That's
sure.
our general mission. So the editor, I think, is going to be a really great editor. It already does lots of features on it. And it also is usable on an Android tablet or phone, too, by the way. These will work on that as well.
Okay. Let's talk about, how do we get back to the apps here? We were in the
You can do a chord Z to get out of that.
MBP calculator.
All right. So MBP calculator.
Play Store.
So these apps right now, they're not in a detail list. They're in a columns.
All right, how do I get?
So if you do a continue, do it, like do the forward button on the to the right of the
compass.
Okay, there we go.
Or over there, yeah. So the compass is one you created. The editor is the editor we were just talking about.
So what are some of the features of the editor?
Well, it's a traditional, like a word editor, like MS Word, really. You can do all kinds of formats. You can do, bold, underline, italics, all that kind of stuff, but also save it in DOC, DOCX, rich text files, lots of different options, HTML.
Can it read in those formats as well?
Yeah.
Okay, so you can pull in
that any translates of those. As well.
Mm-hmm.
So
let's talk about Braille actually for a second, since we're talking about the editor. One of the limitations of Android currently is not being able to input in grade 2. So were you able to get around that? Or?
Yeah, so our user interface that Dave Milkey wrote uses LibLui as the reference tables for translating with Braille. And they already had a UEB table as well. And there were a couple bugs we found in them that we corrected, but right now we think we found them all and it works really well.
All right. News and weather. Oh, is there a spell checker on the editor as well? Or?
Not right this second. I don't know. He's done like 3 more versions, so I haven't looked at it for like 3 weeks. But he keeps building stuff on it all the time, so I'm not sure.
So unlike a lot of the other note takers, you're spitting out updates to this thing.
Oh yeah,
rapid, especially right now. It seems like there's not no waiting 6
months
for the next.
There's
release.
No holding Dave back. That's he's great.
And that's another OI file manager. It's a standard Android app.
We like exactly.
People.
Play Store.
Yeah.
Now, this surprised me a little bit because there has been talk about, the old APH product, which is now discontinued, had a problem. They couldn't have Google Play on their device. You have it here.
I think things have changed. That was, must be almost 2 or 3 years ago.
At least.
And at that point, they were working off, I think, Gingerbread 2.3 or something. I can't remember right now. But at that point, I don't think they were ready for that. And we've had no issues with it right now. You can do that.
So, I mean, that's a huge game changer. It's giving you access to hundreds of thousands of apps, many of which are going to be accessible.
What I tell our audience that doesn't know anything about Android is, yes, now you're joining the wild, wild west. You can go anywhere you want, but you might hit things that are going to be landmines because some things aren't accessible, including websites, as we all know. But, yeah, it's exciting.
Settings,
which is standard. Talk, which is a...
Yeah. We put TuneIn Radio because a lot of people that we talked to said they use it a lot and like it. The other thing I should add, JJ, is these are the apps that currently come with it.
Mm-hmm.
We just built our website because we just launched last Friday, but we have other apps that are on the website. If people want to just, click on it,
load them in directly,
put it onto an SD card or whatever, if they don't, some people have said, I'm not familiar with, I get nervous about over-the-air updates, and can I put it on an SD card or a USB? And the answer is yes, we can do it that way too.
So. Are you thinking about, you have the Bard app up there, would that be the type of thing perhaps you might work out and just have it preloaded on for people who would
prefer
it that way?
We could. What we didn't want to do was just load this with a gazillion apps and people... We want people to be able to tailor it the way they want. That's what's unique about this. You can delete apps you don't want. You can change your home screen the way you want. And
which makes sense because what do people complain about when they get a cell phone? That there's too many apps loaded onto it and they can't.
Even this is a lot right now, to be honest. But,
right.
But again, we didn't want to add any more. That's why we started putting them on our website. And we'll have to think about that. In time, we might change this. And when we do a new update, we might have different apps that people want, and we can just change this. And when you update the new version, it would change all of them if you prefer to, and add or delete apps.
Right, and theoretically, you might get more of the MVP apps as they come out.
They'll
be on here.
It could be anything like
sure.
that.
Sure. Voice dialer. And there's the MVP apps.
And that's it, yeah.
So, but pretty much anything that's running with Android, Jelly Bean is going to run. I mean, if it's accessible on a phone or a tablet, there's no reason why it wouldn't be accessible on here, generally speaking, right?
Exactly. So there's 32 apps right there.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a, when you go to the home screen, there is a favorite bar that has some that we put on the home screen just because some people would use like the settings and the file manager in Chrome and the things we thought people would want more regularly to have, we put on the home screen as well. So,
sure.
But that's all changeable, as we said.
So, most people are used to interacting with an Android via touchscreen. So, it seems like as we were kind of playing with it, you have keyboard equivalents to every possible gesture, whether it's a double tap or a double tap and hold or anything like that.
Right. I mean, the big difference is we have screen elements that we want to slide through or break through, to get to different areas. And many of them are standard command sets that most people know from note takers for navigation, but we've added some that will make you go to the right easier through different locations. A chord 3 or a chord 6 or a tab, which is a chord 4-5, or a chord 1-2. And I have to do this and look at the device and I'm upside down, so I'm probably...
Right. is there any sort of help or like keyboard learned mode or anything?
Yeah, you can do a chord H and it goes right to a text version of the whole manual. And if you're online or connected to Wi-Fi, you can go to an HTML version, so you can direct, you know, use that as well, which is a Chord H with 7 and 8 simultaneously. You know, just opens up that way. So those are always there. And we have updates. You can do a system check, just like on your phone. You can get notified if there's an update available, or you can check for updates on this as well for over-the-air updates, which is really easy. And the other thing I should add is that we are just starting doing small YouTube videos that we'll put on our MVP mm-hmm. channel that'll go from out of the box, opening it to a description of the components to making a file, a folder, mm-hmm. you know, copying, downloading updates.
And I assume they'll be narrated and captioned appropriately.
Wi-Fi well,
yeah. Yeah, we know those Wi-Fi networks. Well aware of that. So you are running on a slightly older version of Android at the moment. Is that something you're going to look at in the future as far as...
Yeah, we are. We just really we felt the user interface was so compatible with this for... We wanted to get it out. But when we do new versions, we will look at updating that significantly. And some of them, as you know, JJ, aren't always relevant. They're more visual updates sometimes. So if it's something really right. critical, we certainly want to incorporate that.
Looking at some of the other features that other note takers typically have, and I guess a lot of them come in through apps, whether it's the, you know, a Daisy player or your browser or things like that. Any other other types of internal apps are you looking at? Anything with GPS or OCR?
We're looking at a few OCR apps right now, and some of them are just okay. Some I think we'll probably end up wherever we feel there's a deficiency, we'll probably make our own. Is my guess, but we're also looking at. Certainly Daisy, and we haven't done a Bookshare one yet. I've been talking to them as far as being a developer, but those things we're working on.
Well, theirs is open. That one pretty much is open source.
Yeah, well, yeah, right? You can
so
do it that way.
I see if that's it's sufficient, right, or if you just want to do anything.
We just haven't done it yet. The Bard app we have tested, and it works fine. And I'm pretty comfortable about all those. We just mm-hmm. haven't tested them all yet.
If someone wanted to get into writing apps, being that it is Android, is there anything special they should know to write for the B2G as opposed to just writing an Android app in general?
No, just that we want it to be as accessible as possible. So if they're good at that, we'd like to know that. No, absolutely not. And we'd encourage it. We're really trying to build on our website. Also, we have a resources page. And once we have a number of people out there, we're going to have forums, too, where people can say, oh, look, I just discovered this or I found out that. And we want to share questions as well as, you know, discoveries.
So a question that I'm going to ask everybody this week when it comes to a lot of the note takers that have been coming out. The whole debate, of course, has been going on of why are companies even still making note takers versus, you know, using an Android phone paired with a Braille display. So what are your thoughts on that, or why do you feel it's still important to have a note taker?
Well, when we first started this project, and we still feel that way, and we have people saying it, it's a pain in the neck to have a bunch of devices you have to carry around, and it drains your battery. And Bluetooth, I don't care what you say, there's still pairing difficulty sometimes, and it isn't as pure as everyone wants it to be all the time. We have Bluetooth as well, so we're not saying it's not important. But we thought it's good to have a very portable, general Braille computer that reinforces Braille, because we certainly believe in Braille at NBP versus just audio. But for the price point we're selling this at $2,495, we feel it's a very good value purchase, you know, for what you get.
Which is significantly cheaper than most of the other 18-20 cell note takers that are out there.
Right.
Was Dean Blasey here when he started out? Were you still working with him on this? Or?
Oh, yeah. Dean, we talk to Dean every day. He's been the driving force behind it. He certainly knows his business, as you know. And in fact, one person recently put their hands on this and they said, this has Dean's DNA all over it.
It does feel a lot.
Doesn't it?
I mean, the minimalist design of it, especially.
Yeah. I have on my desk a Braille and Speak, and it's just slightly wider than this one, and it almost has the same dimensions as this. Obviously, the keyboard's much advanced compared to those days, but it is amazing how similar it is. And that's Dean, yeah.
Wanted to just check quickly about a lot of, especially with schools and teachers, and the need to print in print or in Braille, or perhaps, you know, printing out Nemeth or UED Math. Is there ways to do that currently, or is that something you're looking at?
Yeah, we're still looking at, especially from a Braille embosser output. We haven't done a lot of testing on that yet, but, you know, we are going to explore that. We can connect to them. different ways, and we can explore it. We just haven't done it yet, to be honest.
Awesome. So $24.95, and it's out now?
It's out now. We launched it Friday at 3 in the morning, and we had 300 hits to the website in the first 6 hours, and we sold 2 in the first 3 hours, and we're really excited about it. We think it'll do very well, so we hope everyone likes it.
So let's talk about one other quick product here for a couple of minutes that's kind of sitting underneath, going from $2,500 to a really tiny, a $15 product, but this is probably the coolest thing I've seen in a while. This is a caliper, which I didn't even know what this was until a little while ago. Explain what this is.
Well, this was an invention from, we have a Touch of Genius prize that we give out every year, and we're actually giving it out at CSUN Thursday night at 6 p.m., we have some winners that are actually at CSUN presenting as well. But 2 years ago, these two guys from India are going to MIT graduate school for mechanical engineering, and they had visited blind schools in India, and they saw children struggling to try and measure accurately. And so they created this caliper ruler. So it's plastic. It has a slide, like a slide rule we used to be years ago. And it's totally mechanical, but it has refreshable braille that as you slide through these channels, it will measure to the 16th of the inch accurately what you're measuring. So it has inch marks in braille, but then the sliding part will show 4, 5, 6, 7.
Each click is a 16th.
Exactly.
It feels just like refreshable braille, like you're actually reading it off a display. So now it says 1/16. There are now 2, 3, 4. And it feels really just like a display would be refreshing. It's really a work of art and a very affordable one at that.
We're really excited to partner with them. We're the sole distributor in the U.S. and every Imperial inch design areas. We're doing a metric version soon for the rest of the world. And we're working on other ideas like protractors and different. This technology can be used in a lot of ways for measuring. So we're excited about it.
So this goes from a 16th inch up to a foot, right. 12 inches.
Right.
And how much is this?
It's $15, including the carrying case. So I think it's a very good, again, another good value purchase. You know, some rulers that are just plastic and have inch marks cost $13. So for a really high-end, low-cost measuring device, it's really, really great, I think.
This is also available now.
It's available now.
So if people want to purchase one or both of these things, go ahead and give out your website and other information. People can contact you if they have questions.
Yep, it's nbp.org, National Braille Press, nbp.org. And this will be on the website this Friday because they're coming in by air this Friday. We have just a few here for sampling right now. So
awesome. So that's the website. Is there an email or if people want to contact you if they want to get a hold of you?
Yeah, my email is simple. It's B for Brian, B MacDonald, M-A-C. D-O-N-A-L-D at nbp.org.
Awesome. I'm sure we're going to have a lot of questions coming in from our listeners, and we'll definitely send some over to you. And
thank you.
Have a lot of people talking.
And
about.
I have to put a little plug in that we're giving away a B2G at the conference for those that want to come to our booth. We'll give one away at the Thursday night reception where we give out the Touch of Genius Prize.
Great. Hey, thank you so much, Brian. It's great to finally see this and have it released. And thank you so much for showing it with us.
Thank you, JJ.
For more exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2016.